This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. French President Emmanuel Macron led tributes to the millions of soldiers killed in World War I using an emotional ceremony in Paris attended by scores of world leaders to warn against nationalism a century on after the conflict. President Donald Trump was there, Russian President Vladimir Putin, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, dozens of others, monarchs, princes, presidents, prime ministers, joined Macron to mark the moment the guns fell silent across Europe 100 years earlier. At the American Cemetery Memorial in the suburbs of Paris, President Trump paid tribute to the soldiers killed in World War I.
Each of these marble crosses and stars of David marks the life of an American warrior. Great, great warriors they are, who gave everything for family, country, God, and freedom.
No soldier from World War I is known to be alive, but their voices were present through high school students poignantly reading their letters written at the front a century ago. The Israeli military says an officer was killed, another was moderately wounded during an operation in southeast Gaza Strip involving an exchange of gunfire. Seven Palestinians also killed. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had rushed back from the World War I ceremonies in Paris to be on hand to deal with the violence in Gaza. Gabon's ailing president, Ali Ben Bongo Ondimba, is said to be recovering from an undisclosed illness in a Saudi hospital after being admitted October 24th. Unconfirmed reports say he suffered a stroke. The Bongo family has ruled Gabon for 50 years. Mr. Bongo succeeded his father, who died in 2009. He was narrowly reelected in 2016. This is VOA News. Fighting has broken out in the streets of Yemen's key port Hodeidah between Iranian-backed Houthi rebels and Saudi-led coalition forces. Humanitarian workers fear a disruption of those deliveries could mean mass starvation in a country already on the brink of famine. The Saudis accused the Houthis of using the port to take deliveries of Iranian-supplied weapons, a charge that Iran denies. Reports say at least seven civilians have been killed in the street fighting. Wildfires are raging on at both ends of the U.S. state of California, with some of the fires barely contained, with strong winds and dry conditions in the forecast. Daryl Osby is the Los Angeles County Fire Chief.
We do have a low in weather today, but our weather projections are that starting tomorrow through Tuesday, we'll get another Santa Ana wind event.
The death toll now standing at 31 from the fires across California likely will increase as rescue workers reach out to vast regions of the state. In Northern California, hundreds of people still unaccounted for. Scott McLean of the organization Fire California Fire spoke with VOA about property loss.
It's an estimated, it's what we call a windshield survey. So we're looking at roughly 6,453 homes as well as 260 commercial buildings. Our assessment teams are now into those areas, into where they can get to safely, of course, to determine how many structures of what type have been destroyed.
Thousands of people have been evacuated from their neighborhoods across the state. Thousands of firefighters also out battling the blazes. A migrant caravan, which began in mid-October in Central America, continues its move northward to the U.S. It's now in central Mexico. President Trump has signed a proclamation suspending the entry of migrants through the southern border of the U.S. between ports of entry for 90 days. He also has referred to the migrant caravan as a potential invasion. Joe Millman of the International Organization for Migration says this is not an emergency. The caravans are an annual event.
The next point I would make is that they're nowhere near the border yet, so it's a little bit difficult to respond to hypotheticals. You know, is it an invasion? And they're hundreds of miles away. I've never heard generally anyone thinking this is a threat to civil peace in these annual events.
The migrants, largely from Honduras, Guatemala, Nicaragua, El Salvador, they're fleeing crime and joblessness back home. And Sri Lanka's embattled president has dissolved parliament, called for new elections January 5th, 2 weeks after sacking the prime minister, triggering a constitutional crisis in Sri Lanka. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.